Good evening, this is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Limits Radio Club Repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Charter Street, Boomer, New York. Welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still have done so for a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerart.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations you should check in?
As usual, N2KPR.
N2KPR, Rich, good evening, what's going on?
Well, been working on the apartment today and trying to straighten things out. I have a question for you. Any chance that we can put a someone on your computer?
Oh, we've been talking about that for a while. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, and if it is, it'll be an outgoing zone.
Okay, reason I ask is I've talked to a lot of people who said they try to get in here, but the Rochester repeater wipes them out, and it's too bad, you know, that they got two repeaters so close together and that are really interfering with each other, and, you know, seems like somebody's got to do something here shortly. But I just thought it was, you know, it was an idea, and I just wanted to find out about it. And hope that something does get done here. Now, what's it going to take to do it? Is it something major, like going through the coordinator, or just financial?
Well, we've brought it up at a couple of meetings. It'll probably come up in the next meeting here on the 19th. It's mostly about getting the parts and the guy to do it. So, and that's pretty much what it is. Old equipment, and you gotta, you know, plug in the board to do it. And it would be an output tone only, because there's a lot of guys that don't have the newer rigs for the tone. So that's the thought of the club there, that we don't want to have an input tone. So that's what the thinking is on it. I don't know when or if it'll get done. We still talk about it pretty much every meeting.
Okay, second question for you. Is there a handicap entrance to that building?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I haven't seen one, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. I know there isn't one in the front, but I don't know for sure. I mean, somebody else in the net might know, but I'm not sure.
Okay, because the doctor told me absolutely no steps, so no other two steps. And I go into three when I go to a friend's house. That's it. That's all he'll let me extend it, but no more than that. And there's quite a few steps going up in front of that building. That's why I asked. Okay, thanks an awful lot, Seth. Outside of that, you know, there's not much else going on around here today. Tomorrow night. Well, I don't think there's much going on tomorrow either, as far as I know. And I'm still waiting for a snowstorm to come by. I guess we're not going to get any. Not like Bob Elga, and the far north, I should say. Okay, again, 7-3. Have a good one. Everybody else is listening. 7-3-8-8. KPR.
All right. What I see are the alert. The warning is until 7 p.m. tomorrow, so the next day. So at least that's what they just read here. It doesn't start until Tuesday. We'll see. And I see on the Doppler they're getting some snow up there in northern Lewis County, but nothing major, don't look like, anyway. All right, Rich, thanks for checking in. Are there any other portable battery-powered stations who would like to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
Okay, I see KD2FPM in there. Are you there with us there, Kevin?
Yeah, sorry, KD2FPM is here, and I apologize, I wasn't paying attention. I'm trying to do three things at once, and it doesn't always work. But how you doing? KD2FPM here.
All right, good. I saw you in there. I wanted to make sure. All right, we'll start with WB2RUQ, my father John, down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Here in the region founded by the late Henry Hudson. Nothing much. I think we hit a high of 35, but the wind chill made it a little snippy. Currently we're at 26 degrees. No snow. I mean, it's been, it might be a snowball here or there, but nothing. We had a good heavy rain yesterday. We were about almost 60 degrees. Nothing else to report on. Understand the snow went north of Boonville, so at least that's what the radar looks like. And I'll throw this back to you. And that's all I got, Jeff. WB2REQ.
All right. Well, we got 17 degrees here. The snow is to the north of us, at least right now. Lake effect snow warning for us is not till 7 p.m. Tuesday to 7 p.m. Wednesday. Well, now I think they kicked it. Oh, the watch is, okay. Yeah, the watch is no longer in effect. It's just a warning. I see what they're saying. Okay, so 12 to 18 inches possible from Syracuse to Catanovia eastward to Rome and Utica. So, we'll see. That's not for another day yet. All right, well, stay warm down there, and I know Kavanaugh is itching to get up here, but I think he's going to have to wait a few more days yet before we can get something to snowmobile on. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2FPM, Kevin James, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff and everybody up there. Yeah, I see that Lowville's still off line, so they probably had some serious problems. Like I say, KD2FPM out here. I'm actually at Pinder's Corners right now hanging out. KD2JWC, I guess, is logged in, so I don't want to tie things up too much, and I think I'm hearing myself echo because he's just around the corner from me, so that's kind of funny. All right, with that being said, it's 14 degrees with fairly clear skies down here. It looks like it's going to be a little chilly, so I'll say 7-3. KD2FPM back to net control.
All right. Well, I did see Dave this morning. He said their internet went out there for a while. He had power, though, the whole time, and I don't know if maybe their internet is still down or they're having issues with it up there, but I guess we'll have to wait and see on the lava repeater. All right, well, have a good evening up there. Stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie, Matt, in Oneonta, but actually at Pinder's Corners this evening.
KD2JWC, back. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not doing too much today. Right now, we're actually up at the firehouse doing a work detail drill, going through stuff, getting some people ready for Firefighter 1, be their big experience into the firefighting world. And today had to fix the wife's vehicle. KD2FPM and I went on a trip yesterday, and came back and just made it home, and the water pump went on me, so that came apart on me. So, successful at some things today and working on other things. So hopefully it starts to go better, and I'm actually hoping you guys share some of that lake effect snow down this way with us. I know I'm probably going to get shot for that, but it'd be kind of nice to have some down here. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
Well, we'll see. They say it could go as far south as, let's see, in Onondaga, Madison, Oneida County. Well, you never know. See what happens down there. All right. Well, thanks, Matt, for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. I see from my monitor that's the last of the Echolink station. So this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
AC2WI. WA to you.
KC2NBU.
All right, yeah, Pete, John, and Ray, are there any other checkers? All right, we'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, today was a totally non-productive day. I piddled around in the house in the morning and did this little thing and that little thing and almost started some real projects. I got two. Well, one is just to replace a CD5 and the other one is a big troubleshooting thing. And I just was trying to get going on that after lunch, I guess, afternoon sometime. Now, and I said, nah, you know, I better go outside and blow some snow because I can't wait till this is over. It will be really, really a chore and at that point. And that was the end of getting anything done. I was out there. I started in the far, you know, edge of the, where I started about 6, 7, 8 feet over from where I really wanted to clear. Blew all the snow there back, and then, you know, blew snow over towards it, and then blew it again, because, you know, it's like plowing. You can't plow all the way. You gotta clear room. And I still end up with a 5-foot snow pile between the house and the next house. And I just, by the time I got done. Almost by the time I got done with one section and cleared, I came back to the first. There were 3 or 4 more inches of snow. So I was out there, I don't know, for 3 hours or something like that. And then I quit for a little bit, came in, took a little break, had something to eat. And I went back out, and I think it was, it was before 8 o'clock because I was on the Lowellville net that I came in. And it seems like I've been out for 5 hours blowing snow. There was about 2 or 3 inches this morning at 8 o'clock. And National Weather Service called me at 10-ish and asked me what the snow depth was. And I went out and I just measured in the first at 8 or whatever by looking on the back steps, which isn't really accurate. So I grabbed the yardstick and went out and I measured about 6. And at 5 o'clock I measured 18, and the last measurement was about 22, and it's calmed down, so I don't know how much actually fell. I'm sure it's, you know, it's settled some, but so I measured 22, there was probably, you know, 26 or 28 that fell. So that's the scoop here, and when I was younger, I might have gone out and snowmobiled, but I hate it when you can't see. You know, it's one thing if you're in a snowstorm and the trail is good and packed and well-defined. It's another thing if you're in a snowstorm and 2 feet of snow, you know, where you can't hardly see the trail anyway. So I might try going out tomorrow, but it's, you know, it's going to be a chore. Anyway, ton of snow up this way. Suffice it to say, the National Weather Service charts are saying how total accumulation could be 36 to 40 inches right in around Lowellville. So I don't know. I'd be happy if we don't get any more for a week. It's too much at once. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. I feel like you're having a mic issue there for a little bit. It kept cutting in and out. I don't know if you got a problem with the button there, but we heard it all. It's just every once in a while you drop out for a millisecond. All right, Pete. Well, good luck up there with the snow, and keep battling away. You'll win. All right, we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. I hope you guys made it through the wind all right up there. I know power was out in a lot of places, so I hope you guys made it through all right. And what's going on tonight?
Okay, we'll let Ray get his call through there for the repeater ID, WA2U here, and good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Boy, a number of topics here this evening. Had a real good day today. The guys finished up trimming in the windows, so we got all our brand new nice crank out, some special name windows upstairs, so they look really nice. Kathy's really happy about them. One, we put a much larger window in up there, so that's all taken care of. Roof's all done, eaves are all done, so they picked up all the tools. Now the next thing, I guess, is painting the foyer. Guess got a little bit more painting to do. It's taped off, and then on Friday they're coming up to put the carpeting in. So that'll get that done. So it's been going on for like 2 years now, but the only thing I'd like to do is a counter in the kitchen. Kathy wants like a new counter and maybe some new bathroom floor. Bathroom floor is fine. She just wants something different, you know, that is. And what else? I want to add a little bit of a roof out here over the back entrance where the cellar entrance is. So, and put some couple pieces of siding on. So we're almost completely done with our hobby. been a long road. So we're looking forward to, you know, today we had to move everything back because it was away from the windows upstairs, and move the bed around and dressers around, and I shuffle them all back. And of course, then if you're going to do, you might as well do cleaning. So we got that all taken care of. And as far as the weather, no, the power went off last night. We had a little bit of a brownout for a while, then it went completely off. And I thought, well, should I go out or shouldn't I go out? And then I thought, well, it's getting cool, because we didn't have the wood stove going. And I said I did pay, you know, we did pay to have the generator all hooked up. So I threw some clothes on and hiked out and moved the generator and plugged the cable in the side and started it up, and all was good. It sure beats having to run extension cords and cables. So I went down and solar course through the breaker. So we had power. I didn't even go out. I can tell when it comes back on because the light on our pole comes on out here in the yard. So I periodically go check for that. But I don't know. It probably came on. I decided at 3 o'clock the generator would run for 12 or 14 hours. I didn't really care. I said, you know, this is crazy. So I didn't really sleep that well. But the house was nice and warm, and we had running water, and you could, you know, the bathroom was usable and stuff, which is important. So got through that, and as I said, the guys arrived this morning a little bit after 7. Got some boxes in the mail today, UPS, so I guess for regular stops, and so that was good. And probably some other projects. It's only 11 degrees here, Jeff, at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. 11 degrees, and I noticed today on the radio on scan, the 145.210 repeater is back on. Seems to be stronger than it was before, so maybe they've got it relocated. I was going to mention it to you, Jeff. 145.21 repeater Sequoia, at least maybe it's just conditions, but it's back up and running at the radio and scan this evening, and they had a net going at 7 o'clock. So outside of that, I'll turn it back over to you. I'm sure there was something else. Yeah, and I just Yeah, PL is only, I'm getting into the Rochester repeater from here, but I just, you know, my fix is I just, that squelch control, I just crank that squelch control over a little bit tighter, and they have yet to put their PL back on the repeater. And once they do, what's happening is we're at once they put their board in there, that's the problem. People in the Syracuse area have a problem with it because they're 70 miles from that repeater, and they're 70 miles from Boonville, so they're right in the middle. So there's no real way to fix that. I guess my point is, I guess I like it the way it is. WATU back to that, and wanted to give you the update on the 2-1 repeater.
All right, John, did you fire up the wood stove yet?
We're getting close. I avoided it because of the foyer, but boy, once we get the foyer all straightened out, it'll be an easy thing to do. It's all sitting there looking nice and pretty. It should work. You know, when the stove's all nice and clean, it works better. WATU.
Roger that. Yeah, clean. You know, nice stacked wood where it's all even. Everything makes it drier, right? All right. Well, you have a good evening there, and hopefully you shouldn't have any more power issues, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, KDKIT, we'll move on to KC2MBU. Ray, what's going on tonight?
Well, here in Planet Boonville, we've got 15 degrees, and we didn't even get a dusting today. So, we're supposed, like you said, we're supposed to see it. We're supposed to see it tomorrow night. Should make the snowmobiles happy. They, at least they have a place to go. They go up to Pete's house.
Yeah, Roger that. I was surprised when I woke up this morning to see there was same amount of snow as when I went to bed. So it all went up north. It does that. That little smokestack that comes off the lake there, sometimes it'll trickle south, and sometimes it'll trickle north, and sometimes stay right in the center there. So we lucked out this time. All right, Ray. Well, stay warm up on the hill. We'll catch up with you later. KD2 AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, just another work day, and grandmother again, and then went right back to work. So just about wrapping it up here. Going to head off to bed here in a little bit and start all over again tomorrow. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU with a quick comment.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, this is for Pete, KC2WI. Pete, all your antenna work was not in vain. I agree with Jeff. You were kind of dropping out with the microphone. I don't know if you're using a different radio. However, having said that, I am actually able to hear you, although it's marginal, on the input. I switched over to the input, so all your antenna efforts, I've never tried listening to you, and I'm not sure how much power, but you're actually audible on the input. Our antenna's only about 13 feet here, so your antenna project probably was worth its efforts there. You probably got a very good, strong signal there. WATU, back to that. Thanks, Chuck.
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I was on Vox. I'm on my 746 Pro, and I had the Vox on, and I guess I got to change the delay or something if I really want to use it. I was trying to see if maybe that would work. The stupid radio, you know, the logic of it is not exactly right. And I guess if you had a real software-defined radio, then you could program it the way you wanted. But I got my signal link hooked up there for digital, but, you know, it doesn't key the radio on 2 meters. It's hooked in with the port and the data port in the back, but it doesn't key it. I don't know. But the signal goes in, so if I key it manually, I thought, oh, maybe Vox would do it, but that didn't work. And, John, I'm putting out about 20 watts, so how about this? We'll crank this up here. Now I'm putting out 100 watts, and maybe now you can hear me better. Over.
Oh, absolutely. If we had to, we could keep our conversation on Simplex. You were a very, very good signal on the input, Pete. Yep, it'd be possible, like on 5-2, to carry on conversation. Thanks, WATU.
Okay, I don't know if there's any other repeaters I could hit. I could Remsen, you know, but I tried Old Forge. I couldn't get there. I can't think of any others. I'm just not in a great spot, but unless you have some ideas.
No, I don't, but we probably could actually communicate on Simplex, but your antenna is working very, very well for you, so we'll have to try that some evening. So all your efforts, 4 or 5 times you had to put the antenna up and down, were not in vain. It's evidently working well for you, WATU.
Yeah, and if I find the, I guess it's kind of like a decoupling radio, sort of. They must be around here somewhere, and if they aren't, I probably could buy the parts from Cushcraft, and that'll give me a little more gain. And I might try pushing it up another 5 feet. You know, sometimes it's just a little bit of a difference in position. I can't move it horizontally, but that might, you know, might make a big difference getting in the carries. I don't know. Okay, well, yeah, we should try Simplex it. So nobody does that, and it's, you know, we should do it. Talk to you later. KC2WI back in that.
All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
W2RWL late check-in.
Could you come back one more time with your call sign?
W2RWL Whiskey 2 Romeo Whiskey Lima.
W2RWL, good evening. Handle here is Jeff. I don't recall you ever checking in before with me, but what's going on tonight? What's your handle there?
Roger, the handle here is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo. You've probably never heard this call. I checked in quite a while before under my old call, N2OMK, but the call here is new. It's my vanity call. Not much going on today. I did want to comment that this is about the best I have ever heard this repeater come into Syracuse, New York. Not very many bars, only 2 bars, but the audio is very strong. W2RWL, back to net.
All right, Bob. Well, it must be something in the frequencies tonight. We heard another station is coming in strong, too, or another repeater is coming in strong, too, from WA2U. I know we haven't changed anything up on that tower, and in a long time, so, you know, who knows? Maybe one of the trees fell down up there. Gave us the better line of sight over to you up there on Jackson Hill. All right, well, thanks, Bob, for checking in, and you have a pretty good signal there. A little bit of bacon in the background, but not much. So, thanks again, and we're here every night. Feel free to check in again. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Only late to you.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to say a quick hi to Bob from up here at the Hinckley Reservoir. A lot of times we get over to 903, so Bob's very active in CNY traffic. That's so good to hear you up here, Bob. Thanks, Jeff. WATU, back to that.
All right. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank, let's see, Rich, my father, John, down in Hudson Valley, Kevin James, Matt, Pete, John up at Hinckley Reservoir, Ray, and Bob. Let's see, W2RWL. for checking in tonight, and I'd like to say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AID, clear.
This is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. And hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73, KD2FBM is clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will also be clearing this repeater through Echolink. Thank you, everyone. Everyone stay warm and safe, and hopefully I'll be able to catch you tomorrow night. That's weather depending. KD2JWC is clear.
This is KA2ZNZ for the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX Portable. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay. We get two KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. And the other repeater came up in Rochester, but I think we had N2WBX. Dennis, good to hear you again. And looking for any additional stations with or without traffic again when the tail drops. Any other stations for our time? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 73's to both. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.